And Zimbabwe's opposition MDC today insisted on controlling several key ministries before any government can be formed, with President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF suggesting no progress has been made on the main hurdle. The spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Vigil in London, Dennis Benton, says African regional leaders hold the key to ending the political crisis.
The word is that they are rather divided. There are some who would like to join the government, but I think the majority are maintaining that Tsvangirai should continue his hard line, that he won't join the government unless, for instance, his party is awarded the Home Ministry, because this controls the police, and it's the security situation which is of most concern to him. What the Mugabe regime has been doing has been arresting opposition activists and human rights activists, and it's been concocting an elaborate plot. This is a preliminary move to declaring a state of emergency. If Tsvangirai doesn't join the government, they will then be able to rule without going through the new parliament, which has a majority of opposition members. This would leave the MDC in the position of probably forming a government in exile in neighboring Botswana. Botswana is one of the few countries in the region which have expressed sympathy for the MDC. It's said by the MDC that it's been lobbying African leaders, but they've shown little inclination, really, to put the necessary pressure on Mugabe.